Good morning and welcome to the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time.
I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, my Lord, my strength, my safety, my fortress and Savior. You are worthy of praises. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. My God is my rock where I take refuge, so worthy of praises. He is worthy of praises. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. I called on the Lord and he has saved me, my shield and defender. He is worthy of praises. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When some Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. Second commandment of Jesus. We have a recipe to approach the greatest commandments on which Jesus said, hang the whole law and the prophets, on how to love the outcasts. Paul praises an originally outcast group who have found an approach to loving God that has been seen as outstanding. Immigrants in America are known as aliens. Sting wrote a good song about an Englishman in New York, describing the nature of this. And we all know how John Lennon was regarded as an illegal alien in New York in the 1970s. Trump still uses similar derogatory terms when speaking about children from Mexico and their parents or other groups on the margins who want to live in America. What is your view on disadvantaged groups? Exodus talks about the Israelites being resident aliens in Egypt and points out the term that could be used for anyone who is unloved or cast out. This included widows and orphans. The obvious interpretation today would include those thousands we see on the news clinging to rafts and dinghies or sleeping rough after leaving their homeland or family and settling in a foreign land or new city. Who would you include? Anyone else? Who are the potential victims of injustice in our church today? Is anyone hearing their cry? Does Jesus leave out any groups when he implores we follow this spirit of compassion with the words, "You shall love your neighbour as yourself"? St. Paul is very proud of his brothers and sisters, the Thessalonians, who have imitated his approach to the good news. He remarks upon their ways being inspired so much by the Holy Spirit that others in the region have commented on how joyfully they speak about Jesus. Their faith has become legend, even in the middle of persecution, and is now an example for all to follow. They were pagans, but now serve the one living and true God, as Jesus described, with all their hearts, souls, and minds. The words of Jesus they are following are quoted from Deuteronomy, as given by him in answer to the question about the greatest of the 613 precepts of the Torah. Pope Francis has probably been asked similarly tricky questions on gay relationships in the last few years. He recently said in an October 2020 film, a documentary called Francesco, that he thinks that same-sex couples should be allowed to have civil unions and blessings. They are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or made miserable over it. What is your view? I think this is where we listen to Jesus, who has only one great commandment, and that is based on the essential element that love is all. To love God, one must also love neighbour without conditions. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that love of neighbour is inseparable from love of God. That was on page 413 if you want to check it. There are no exclusions. Someone asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbour?" Would anyone like to pose a modern, tricky question to him, like the ones we've heard from the Pharisees of the last few weeks? Lord, do you agree with Pope Francis? Should we pay taxes to give hungry children free school meals in the holidays? Tell us, Jesus, which of these groups should we expel from our church? Master, which race is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Isn't God's grace given only to those who deserve it? Lord, of all the factors concerning the common good, which ones can we leave out when dealing with aliens we disagree with? The Catechism can be quoted by all kinds of people, including cardinals, to suit their own point of view. As a humble deacon, I'll select my supporting statement, and it comes from section 2 on the life of Christ, and it's entitled Equality and Difference Among Men and Women, which states that the equality of men and women rest essentially on the dignity of persons and the rights that flow from it. Every form of social and cultural discrimination in fundamental personal rights on the grounds of sex, race, colour, social conditions, language or religion must be curbed and eradicated as incompatible with God's design. I pin my hopes on Pope Francis to follow this through as closest to what Jesus meant by the greatest commandment being about love.